the notes that I got is potentially remove your number, well, not number, but the second and third ones on there, because they might not be, or perhaps they didn't have the proper language with them.
Yeah, those, are you on, so page three, that where you're at?
Yeah, under the rail, on the rail list, sorry.
Yeah, so that, I think those are all, the top three are all connected in a way. Because the way the Tane County Expressway, the alignment coming off Maple going eastbound allows for an access road east of Maple to go down to the wastewater treatment plant to also service the two benefits there, the sludge material that's being trucked out can keep from going through downtown Hollister, and then if M&A is, you know, open to a transload facility, then that allows ingress egress for the transload facility as well.
Are you talking about a service road, not rail access along there?
Yeah, if Ron was here, Ron would, that's kind of his spearhead project, Rick also. But I know that the location for the transload facility would be right near the wastewater treatment plant in Hollister. And we've had discussions about the ability to have an access road east of Turkey Creek coming back down, so you get the traffic out from downtown Hollister at the old, you know, coming down there by the mule barn, going in that way. But I would recommend have calling Rick. He can set you straight on, yeah, on exactly what that is.
Aviation, again, airports pretty much have their own plans and dedicated funding sources, but any ideas or any additions? We've got this one basically the road or roadway access improvements for the airport. And then if you see anything to add to transit needs, well, as I said, we've got an original transit plan that will be updated later this year that tied to FTA funding, so we can get that list updated and meet with the transit service providers directly to get that updated. But if you see anything glaringly that needs to be updated, we can talk about that now. And then obviously under freight, the transit facility and additional truck parking. That's our main full high priority. Any questions or any other last minute comments or anything we didn't talk about for any of these lists? This is about the process and what we use in this form.
I have questions with trouble.
All right. Well, I appreciate you going through that exercise with me. We do accept, so we have a transportation needs survey up on our website, syncog.org. It's up there all year round, so if there's ever anything that needs to be added or changed on this list, you can just submit it at any time, and Ashore, our transportation planner, will get this list updated. But, all right, thank you all very much.
Thank you. Okay, you ladies from Marion Woods, I guess you're primary concern is probably the intersection there.
I don't like the intersection at Aspen 160 for sure. Yeah. I don't think it's wide enough, but it's legally wide enough. And our roads are a huge concern right now.
Well, that intersection is definitely dangerous.
Yeah. I was told I was going to put a hold on it.
Stuck it there.
Yeah, there's one left here. We have a lot of accidents there. It's an F in general. It's a scary monster.
It's fairly high on our list, isn't it?
It's on the list.
Is there a website we can go to get the crash data on
sure. Beth?
The Highway Patrol is the caretaker of all crash data, so you have to contact them. That improvement that we made several years ago was because we did have a very high crash rate, because F had to stop in 116 at the right way. Since we've made that improvement, the crash rate has decreased significantly.
That's really helped there.
Now, the comfort level, if you're having to turn, has increased significantly too. We would love to see a roundabout there. It's just that we couldn't fit the roundabout in with the 116 right way. And the timeframe that we needed to make that improvement, we did not have money or time to do the right way acquisition. So if that project comes up in the future, it will take a couple of years to plan, but then we'll have to go through the right way acquisition and everything to get it done. And the funding will have to become available too. But hopefully, we have new federal funding and we have new state funding with the gas tax increase that they passed, we're starting to make dents in our 21 county list, because everybody's got needs that have been pent up for many, many years. So we're starting to make a dent, but it's going to be a slow process.
That really solved that problem, but then next one, 176 intersection, that is bad.
Yeah, and curbs all along 160 and 76, who love to be able to address some alignment issues there, but that's going to be extremely expensive too. Tatum County especially has a very long list of safety-related issues, unfortunately, because the roads were built when people were riding the wagons. And
they just followed the wrench stops is what they did.
They followed the wrench stops. Or when you had cars that would only do 30 miles an hour or whatever back in the day. Part of the challenge to get people to slow down and take it easy.
Yeah, we are aware of it.
Anything else?
Beth, I've had complaints on the amount of semi-trucks now going on J and JJ about rolling and speed limits. How many?
I did reach out to our traffic safety folks, and specifically the former commissioner had contacted me. I haven't had a chance to contact them back. They got me that data last week, and they couldn't find anything that supported lowering the speed limit through there, so they're not proposing to lower the speed limit. If you want a copy of that report, since you're a partner, I'm sure we can get you a copy of that report.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it can usually go through a sunshine request.
Anything else? Yeah, I guess we will adjourn our non-meeting.
Yeah.
Good discussion.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you all.
Appreciate y'all coming.